Tonight's convention opening could be called Ladies' Night. Women are being highlighted throughout the day, ending with Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton introducing former President Bill Clinton as tonight's keynote speaker. Hillary Clinton began her marriage using her maiden name, Hillary Rodham, but a new study says more professional women these days are doing the opposite, taking their husbands' names. Day to Day's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Everybody knows what that music, taken from the 1991 movie Father of the Bride, means.
By virtue of the authority vested in me, I now pronounce you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
But what do you call the bride? A study by Harvard University economist Claudia Golden says that while a significant percentage of professional young women she studied from the mid-70s through 2001 often kept their maiden surname after marriage, that number is shrinking. So far from 23% to 17%. In an interesting reverse swing of the social pendulum, Golden says, more young professional women are choosing to be Mrs. Whatever. Golden used Massachusetts birth records, data from the Harvard class of 1980, and wedding announcements from the New York Times for her study. Golden herself is what she calls a keeper, a woman who kept her maiden name.
I must say that in my own case, I remember as a little kid, thinking, I won't change my name. Maybe that's why I've gotten interested in this.
Golden says that women in the 70s and 80s often kept their surnames as a political statement. But about 90% of all women in the U.S. who married do change their names. In the study, reasons vary from convenience, respect for religious tradition, to the bride's wish to please their new husbands and their families. Feminist writer Katie Royfe kept her name after marriage, and like a lot of women who did, she gave her child her husband's last name and uses both depending on her need.
I write under my own name, but certainly I use my husband's name for things, you know, having to do with the pediatrician or, you know, just for ease, so I can be either one.
For younger women, says Royfe, keeping or changing is just another decision.
It's become completely acceptable. No one will raise their eyebrows at all if you say, I'm going to change my name.
Well, almost no one. Alyssa Ferguson, a features producer in the entertainment industry, already has decided she definitely will become Alyssa Phillips after she walks down the aisle. Some of her friends don't approve.
I was more surprised that the reaction of people, how surprised they were. It's been pretty vehement from some women.
But Ferguson says the only people she was worried about were her parents. There aren't a lot of people left to carry on the family name, and she wondered whether they would care if she changed. Her father's reaction?
He said, oh, that's wonderful. And my mother said, oh, that's fantastic. It's so much easier.
Anita Kilcarney, on the other hand, doesn't want to lose the name she's had since birth. A third-year medical student, Kilcarney says keeping her maiden name will cut down on some confusion at home.
My fiancé is also going to be a physician, so I think it would be confusing to have two Dr. Rangnickers in one household.
Not to mention at the hospital. Consistent with the Harvard study's findings, some professional women who started out keeping their names have now changed to their husbands. Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Edwards, both prominent lawyers, initially kept their names. Later, they decided to take on their husbands. In Clinton's case, it made her more user-friendly to tradition-minded Arkansas voters when her husband ran for governor again. For Edwards, her decision to take her husband's name came after their oldest child died in 1996. And some women, like actress Jada Pinkett Smith, combined their maiden name with their married one, but declined to hyphenate. Claudia Golden.
So we may be seeing some of that, that this is a new form of keeping. I also think that we're in sort of a brave new world of names, and I wouldn't hazard a guess as to what the future is going to bring.
Which, after all, is the whole point of change, isn't it? For Day to Day, and in full possession of my maiden name, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.